focus of our newsroom as At Noon continues. Think New Mexico, which describes itself as a results-oriented think tank whose mission is to improve the quality of life for all New Mexicans, is out with a new jobs creation initiative. The Santa Fe-based organization's effort seeks to counter recent negative economic trends in New Mexico, including a state economy that in 2012 had the 47th slowest rate of growth, with close to 15% of the workforce either under or unemployed. One of the think tank's proposals calls for offering incentives to international students who display skills in the so-called STEM areas of study, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. KSFR's Tom Trowbridge has the story.
Joining me today is Think New Mexico Executive Director Fred Nathan. Mr. Nathan, I understand that your organization's new initiative is based on interviews with job creators and researching state efforts across the country seeking winning results. So please tell us, highlight if you will, your just published job creation initiative.
We wanted to do a report on how we can improve the jobs climate in New Mexico. And I think one of the overriding themes which really came out of that research is that picking winners and losers, which is how many state governments, including New Mexico, doesn't really work and has underperformed. And a better strategy is really to focus, which is to look instead at creating a climate so that all businesses can succeed.
Your report suggests that New Mexico broadened qualifications regarding students paying in-state tuition, particularly international students with strengths in those key STEM areas you mentioned. And as an example, you point to Andy Lim, the founder and CEO of the firm LaVu in Albuquerque, who came to New Mexico 10 years ago from Thailand. When he came, he attended UNM to get an advanced degree. Now, his firm has hired nearly 40 New Mexicans, and venture capitalists have expressed an interest in LaVu, which provides point-of-sale software for restaurants and retail stores.
But he came here because of serendipity. He had a friend who lived here. We want to get more Andy Lims in New Mexico to come here for intentional reasons, because we're charging in-state tuition, and they can get a great degree and live in a state that's got a high quality of life.
That's the first tier in Think New Mexico's job creation proposal. The second has to do with growing firms that are already here. And the report reviews the strategy of attracting businesses through incentives before they even break ground or hire a single employee. This has been tried with mixed results in New Mexico and nationwide. Your study suggests offering instead what are described as post-performance incentives and highlights a successful model used by one of our neighboring states.
Utah, by contrast, is the only state that we know of that's doing post-performance incentives. So they say to entrepreneurs and others that want to either relocate to Utah or expand within Utah, do what you say you'll do, and we will rebate up to 30% of your income taxes, your withholding taxes, and your sales taxes, because those are the companies they've figured out that are more likely to stay and to grow. And they've been hugely successful with this. They started this program 5 years ago, and they have created over 25,000 jobs.
The post-performance approach, the report points out, also eliminates what's termed a clawback, where states such as New Mexico provided incentives to companies that don't deliver and then try to, quote, claw back and recover the lost public investments. The third suggestion in the report is creating a one-stop portal for filing all paperwork to improve business efficiencies. So, Mr. Nathan, how much would implementing these suggestions cost?
So we did cost it out, and what it would cost to pay for these students to get in-state tuition over 5 years. So we would ramp up right now only about 2.2% of our students at our major public universities, our international students. Our goal is to more than double that to 5%, and that would take 5 years to do. But in the fifth year, it would cost about $12.47 million, about $12.5 million.
How can New Mexico raise the revenues required to make these changes?
We proposed eliminating seven what I would call special interest tax loopholes, and that would generate $13.7 million. So we could do this in a way that would be revenue neutral to the state.
And is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about Think New Mexico's job creation initiative?
Well, if your listeners like what they hear and they're interested in supporting this, one thing I would encourage them to do is to go to our website at www.thinknewmexico.org. They can get a copy of the booklet that we've put out, and they can also contact their legislators.
Fred Nathan, Executive Director of Think New Mexico, many thanks for joining us today on KSFR's At Noon. For KSFR News, I'm Tom.